Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The South Dakota State Poetry Society has announced the winners of their annual contest. The winner in the landscape category is none other than SDPB's own Katie Beam. The contest is judged blind, of course. Names are removed from entries before judging. You've probably seen Katie Beam's work at South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Among her many efforts here, she edits the monthly magazine. Here's a different side of her, the poetic side. This is Katie Beam reading her award-winning poem, Fortress Instructions.
Fortress Instructions. Before you undertake the construction of your own fort, be sure to have the following on hand. Number one, tree. One will suffice, however, many are better. Number two, fallen tree branches. Number three, all-consuming drive to live outside, pretending to cook twigs and eat grass. Number four, at least 1 hour of remaining daylight. Directions. Turn off Captain 11. Too much Popeye anyway. Depart the empty Dakota Avenue duplex. Stop! Go back. Leave a note for Mom in case she gets off work early. Maybe the mangle will break down or Mr. Buell will feel magnanimous today. Write carefully. Outside. Hot dogs on stove. Love you. Depart once more. Traipse to the tree claim. Consider what a great ABC after-school special this would make if only you had a stutter or a new stepfather. En route through the unmowed field, V your thumbs and fingers into plowshares. Pretend to harvest barley. Prior to entering tree claim, side-eye. The Bible College, the trailer court, the snowplow and bulldozer lot. If the coast is clear, slip into the thicket of box elders and pines. If not, abort. Go home and watch Family Feud. Choose a home-based tree. Pine is best for its low branches. These will provide shelter from the deadly blizzard that will arrive any moment. Hurry! Gather dozens of boughs. Take care as you disentangle from the grassy forest floor. You will need dozens, so allot plenty of time. Note, if you are working with a friend, be prepared to go it alone. The sky will darken, evening sirens will sound, her mother will call her home to dinner with a piercing gym teacher whistle that embarrasses everyone but her mother. But you must attend to your homesteading undeterred. There's a deadly blizzard coming. Lean your hunted lumber upright against the trunk of your sheltering pine. Craft a wood wall by circling the mother tree center. Feel pretty sure this is a bona fide lean-to or perhaps a teepee. Make a note to fill any cracks with mud leaves at a later date. Perhaps after you've built a fire and ridden out the deadly storm. Scout the ground for big stones and little sticks. Arrange stones in attractive circle. Array sticks inside using starburst pattern. Flint two sharp-edged rocks. Ignite for pretend. Rub palms together over flames. Jab nearby leaf fish onto spear you've whittled using omnipresent pocket jackknife. Cook leaf fish over fire for 30 seconds, turning constantly. Feast heartily. Throw fish bones onto fire. Make sizzling sound. Sit. Regard the rectangles of light emitting from the Bible College dorms and trailer windows. Consider your friend who will ride out the storm, having eaten Hamburger Helper and watching Happy Days. Regard the sky. Feel the cold, wet pinprick of the first snowflake on your cheek. Take shelter in your fortress. Hear the crackle of dry cottonwood leaves, Smell the tang of rangy earth, the high notes of sweet, pungent, loamy rot. So inviting, you want to dig deep into the ground, burrow as naturally as a field mouse. Consider spending the night in your fortress, for real, even though tomorrow is a school day. Could you emerge feral from the forest? Arrive at school with leaves in your hair? Open your social studies book to page 36 and read aloud the paragraph on the American colonies? Picture your mother at home, alone. Emerge. Hope no one tears your fortress down before you return another day to ride out another dangerous storm.